I hope to see you next week at the CAA World Congress of Sports. If you're a Buzzcast listener and you're at LA Live, I hope you will say hi. And if you haven't registered, still time. We'll have a record attendance at the CAA World Congress of Sports. And yes, to close the loop on yesterday, the Boston Red Sox did sell out Fenway Park with more than 36,000 fans who watched a moving tribute to the late Tim Wakefield and a celebration of the 2004 World Series champs. And this is your morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 10th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Well, we predicted it yesterday. For the first time, the women's college basketball final drew more viewers than the men's. So yes, history was made. 18.9 million viewers for the women, 14.8 million viewers for the men's final on Monday night. Yes, UConn's title win over Purdue delivered 14.8 million viewers across TBS. Now that was up 1% from the record low audience of 14.6 million last year. That was for UConn San Diego State, and that was on CBS. Now, while this is the second lowest audience on record for a men's championship game, the men's tournament overall did finish up 3%. So a good story for men's basketball. For the women's title game on ABC ESPN2 on Sunday, that registered 26% higher than the men's title game. Again, easily a record for any women's hoops game and higher than every men's NCAA championship game dating back to 2019 on CBS. And now we'll see where we go from here. We have set a historic record. Not everything will hit these numbers. Of course not. But we do see that when you get star power aligned and the interest in women's sports increases, the numbers can be extraordinary. Let's move on. The NBA Board of Governors meetings conclude today on Wednesday with an afternoon press conference from Commissioner Adam Silver that is expected to focus on national media rights negotiations and the Minnesota Timberwolves sale, which has become quite controversial. And I'm sure Silver will be asked about the successful men's and women's tournaments, and especially what Caitlin Clark coming into the W could mean. Now, the meetings began Monday, and league leaders like Silver and Bill Koenig were expected to provide in-depth updates on the league's exclusive media negotiating window with Disney and Turner. That window ends on April 22nd. Then NBA can talk to a number of different possible partners, and I'm sure they'll be informed this week that the exclusive window will end without a deal and that negotiations with other companies will stretch into the summer. So the media deal ongoing. Meanwhile, this will be the first opportunity for Adam Silver to weigh in on the controversial Timberwolves sale. Of course, you have Glenn Taylor taking the team off the market. This could go to arbitration. It could go to a judge's ruling. So there's a lot going on with the Timberwolves sale. There's a lot going on with the NBA media rights talks. And so Adam Silver will address all of that today. You know, we've talked a lot about the pressure on the Paris Games to deliver for the Olympic movement, to really right the course for the Olympic movement. And right now, all signs are positive. And NBC announced that with just over 100 days to go until the opening ceremony, that the network is on track to break the $1.25 billion ad sales record it set for the Tokyo Games. So NBC Universal has $1.2 billion in ad sale commitments already for Paris, with more than $350 million of that coming from new advertisers. So that's a great sign of strength for the Olympics and NBC. Ad spots have been sold out for primetime. Ad inventory is sold out for the opening and closing ceremony. Now, NBC is also selling digital advertising at a strong pace. And with Peacock enabling all events live and on demand, NBC Universal has a lot more inventory to sell, and it also lowers the barrier to entry for advertisers. New advertisers can come in, pay a lower fee to be on the streaming Peacock service. So it opens up a lot of doors for NBC Universal. It allows more revenue to come in, but it also allows new advertisers to come in. But the bottom line here is the ad market for the Paris Olympic Games this summer is quite healthy, and that is good news for the Olympics and NBC. Let's move on. It's not new, but it's worth keeping your eye on, and that's the constant bickering between the MLBPA and Major League Baseball. It's just not healthy for the game, and it's rare when a player comes out and tells the two sides to pretty much cool it. But that's pretty much what Yankees pitcher Gerrit Cole said, feeling that Major League Baseball and the Players Association need to lower the bickering regarding the pitch clock and its possible correlation to arm injuries among pitchers. Cole admitted he was disheartened by the recent exchange over the weekend, all this coming as the season is starting and baseball is trying to keep the momentum it had last year. He did express frustration that the league didn't seem to take the union's concerns about changes to the pitch clock seriously. Now, Gerrit Cole is absolutely right to say that players' health is the most important aspect in all of this. But outside of that, the public sniping between Tony Clark and baseball isn't good, and it just shows the two sides are still not really working together to growing the game, and that's so important right now. It seems right now they're positioning themselves more for the next round of collective bargaining talks in less than 3 years. But it just shows that really not much has changed between these two sides. There's always been a lot of animosity, and it seems to be a failure for both sides, baseball and the Players Association, to step back and see the big picture and work collectively to grow the game across the board. But that really isn't happening with these public back and forths that really do nothing to help their relationship. You know, one thing I'm keeping my eye on that you should as well, June 8th, as Chicago will offer a real test to the interest in women's soccer in the city and the community, as Wrigley Field will host an NWSL match for the first time when the Red Stars host Bay FC, and it's an effort to make the club more visible and more accessible in Chicago. Now, the Red Stars play home games at SeatGeek Stadium. That's in Bridgeview. That is about 15 to 20 miles outside of Chicago, and they don't draw well. They were the lowest drawing average attendance team in the NWSL. And remember, Laura Ricketts of the Ricketts family that owns the Cubs became majority owner of the Red Stars in August, and she sees this as a great test of interest, because I bet they're going to draw well at Wrigley Field, and this will add to the momentum for the Red Stars, who are looking to find a site in downtown Chicago for a new stadium and training facility. And if they can jam Wrigley Field on June 8th for the Red Stars Bay FC match, that will send a very strong message. And we'll finish the Buzzcast around a name in the news, Jeff Ma. He's a well-known Silicon Valley entrepreneur. He is well-known to many in the sports business. He has launched a tee time reward service with Troon, as the golf course management company looks to streamline services for its members. Now, Jeff Ma has worked at various sports teams. He helped launch Citizen Sports. He oversaw data and analytics at Twitter. Now, he has joined Troon in a senior role. He has launched Rewards by Troon. Now, Troon has more than 800 golf courses around the world, and this new service should help the company connect more directly with its consumers, which is what everyone is trying to do. So this app has a lot of elements. They also see it being a subscription product that could add more elements in the future, but it's a very interesting concept. It's not new, but it is interesting because of the scale of Troon. If you don't know about Jeff Ma, he's worth a read and a review. Interesting, smart executive who was the basis of the main character in the poker book, Bringing Down the House. Now, Jeff Ma is looking to bring a direct-to-consumer service to Troon and its golf courses. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.